see now, you were going to tell me about moving the old place?
Yeah, there was the old man, the old granddaddy of all of them was... I believe this was his oldest son that built this house. And then he had another son that built one back up here, and another son built, there was three houses like this. Oh, they was called the finest houses of the country at that time, which they are nothing now. Of course, a bunch of my folks had built with these brick homes and all, but I don't know, something about me, old fashioned or something or other, I don't know. It's my old log cabin. But the old granddaddy house, it wasn't as big a house as this, and it had an upstairs in it. And this was built for upstairs, but they never did complete it, but they did here. Well, a bunch of the offspring moved down in Florida. And they come back up here to get their old house, which had been thrown away. Now, see, you know, you can throw a house away, any kind of house. I don't care what kind, or how good a shape it's in, you can throw it away and let the weeds and all grow up around it and not use it. And just 5 or 6 years it's on the ground. I don't know where you know that or not, but then any building will go down if you don't. But they went to the old home building and it was down. And they come around there and bought the old granddaddy. I mean the old granddaddy of all of them. And which he, that would put him, my great-granddaddy. You know about how old that would be. And they come up here and bought that house. They marked every log and moved it way down yonder. You know where Pahokee, Florida is?
I'm not sure. Is it North Florida?
No, it's way down south. It's in there between... I would say somewhere in there between West Palm Beach and Miami. It's down in that direction. Anyway, I'll put it like that. They moved it down there, and they put that house back up. See, it cost some kind of money. To get that house moved down there and get it put back just exactly like it was. And they got it for people to come there and look at. Oh, they tell me that thing will bring some, they've been offered some kind of money for that house. And they sent me a picture of it, but I don't know what it would come of. But they sent me back a picture after they got it up down there. I know it.
Was it a pretty big house, I guess?
Yeah, pretty good size, but it wasn't as big a house as this one. But it was a pretty good size, but that was the old granddaddy house. And they carried that, they come up here and trucked, they tore that to the ground and trucked it down there. Of course, you had to have an engineer, a pretty good engineer to do that. And mark all that out. See, there wasn't no other way to put it back on it exactly. You had to put every log back right where it come from. Because it wouldn't fit over. And they got the homemade rafters. Now, them little rafters weren't sold. The seals wasn't. There wasn't a piece on it sold. And you take these doors here. Now, that's a homemade door. That's dressed by hand. You see this here right here? That was rived out just like this was. That wasn't sold timber. That was rived out, that strip in there.
That must have took some time to do that.